they seem to have spiked acutely. There's been some controversy over the, you know, the overreach, some might say, from the General Assembly on right turn on red and so forth. Now, as a former district counselor, it was our practice, council member to council member, to respect and support the proposal that would come forward from a district counselor who wanted to make an intersection control change. And I think it should be that those changes should happen at the councilmanic district. And so I would support and leave that in place rather than have the General Assembly take an overarching view to what they're going to do in the Mile Square or the Inner Loop or whatnot. There are intersections where sight lines and the cross points with the cultural trail where it makes sense to have a no right turn on red. And there are others where it doesn't. We have made moving through our city more complicated as we've added bus rapid transit, the floating parking spots in parts of the city, some of which were added when we built out the Blue Line, or rather the Blue Indy infrastructure. It's complicated, and it will get more complicated, candidly, as some funding comes through to move arterials from one-ways to two-ways, because these are going to be kind of scattershod. It'll be one-way for a stretch, and then roads are going to go two-way, and then they're going to go one-way again. And even for those of us that live here and run up and down our streets every day, the zigging and zagging and trying to keep clear what's what gets challenging. And if you're a visitor coming into our downtown, it can seem crazy convoluted.